Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, this is a great Eric Clapton tune. What do we have for a bumper music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
110 years ago, a young man named Les Paul was born.
Oh, yeah, sure.
1915. So, tribute to him and his legendary line of guitars, we have musicians that play Les Paul guitars.
Oh.
Clapton being one of them.
Who was the 1220-ish or so?
I'd have to remember now who I played. I could figure it out.
You could figure it out? Okay, let's, today Donald Trump has encouraged.
Neil Young, that's who it was.
That's pretty good. Has encouraged Tom Homan to arrest Gavin Newsom and the mayor of L.A., Karen Bass. Why is Donald Trump saying that? This soundbite yesterday from Gavin Newsom.
He's a tough guy. Why doesn't he do that? He knows where to find me. But you know what? Lay your hands off four-year-old girls that are trying to get educated. Lay your hands off these poor people are just trying to get live their lives, man. Trying to live their lives, paying their taxes. Been here 10 years. The fear, the horror, the hell is this guy? Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn. But I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting. So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go.
Among the texts, and many have come in, they can't find all the millions of murderers, rapists, and bad people across the border. So they're going after who they can. Kids and people not breaking the law. They've refused to come up with a working immigration plan, so this is what we got. And by the way, that's on Democrats and Republicans, right? The House Republicans, by the way, Ronald Reagan's policy in immigration, not even close to Donald Trump's. Go back and look at what Ronald Reagan wanted in the 80s. Go look at what George W. Bush wanted in the aughts. By the way, I mentioned two arch-conservative presidents. They talked about what individuals, like what I just was talking with Adam, and you also were chiming in, on those who've been here, who are not legal citizens, who are not breaking the law, who have kids in school, who are our coworkers, our friends, are people just we see finding a path for them. That doesn't mean you go soft in any way on slowing down the border, because we cannot have, I'm never in favor of just open borders, never. And that doesn't mean we stop and tracking down those who've committed crimes. But this is the energy. This is really the path. Stop. More text. It's overkill for a specific reason, to install fear in order to help facilitate self-deportations. Triggering the left is just a bonus. It's for fear and intimidation. And when there's criminality behind it, I'm all for it. I'd like to see it eventually in court. How many people are self-deporting right now? You hear about that, but that still has to be a small number, right?
I think so.
Very small number.
Mm-hmm.
I know the fear is, like, if it's... you have a family, and the mom's going to be grabbed, or the dad's going to be grabbed, or maybe an 18-year-old kid that maybe we're all going back to somewhere. A lot of those countries are hellholes.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they left them. Because the promise of hope. And again, I would prefer that everyone goes through the legal process. Then let's get on it and get something where it makes sense, where we keep the, we come up with a path for the, for Dave's neighbor's been here 22 years and is paying taxes and is no different than Dave, who happened to just be lucky and born here, where his neighbor was born in somewhere in Central America. Find a path for those individuals and find a path to a courtroom for those who've committed violent offenses. Is that really that difficult?
It doesn't seem difficult to take those that are violent, that have broken laws, to say, hey, all right, we're going to prosecute and get you out of the country if that's what needs to happen. And for those that, like you said, are the neighbors that have been here 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever it is, years, that are upstanding citizens and happen to not be here legally, it's okay for the government to reach out and say, hey, we know you're not here legally. We're not going to deport you right now, but we would like to see you be taking steps to gain citizenship. And if you can't do that in a year, 2 years, make significant progress that we can see, yep, then we're going to have another conversation.
Yep.
It doesn't seem that tough, but again, I mean, what are we, four and a half months in, and it seems like everything the administration has done since Donald Trump has taken back over, sledgehammer instead of a scalpel. Whether it's DOGE, whether it's, you know, problems with education, let's just eliminate the entire department. Now immigration, just sledgehammer, 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 instead of actually looking at the problem, dissecting it, and, I don't know, do something, just, you know, be careful.
And when it's not a sledgehammer, when it does deserve action, and then why doesn't he respond? Because it's an issue where he agrees with it. Texters, please tell me, for folks who are on Team Trump, if you're against violence and you think everybody out there in L.A. is all about violence. By the way, it's not all L.A. Calm down. I keep seeing that. All of L.A. is burning.
The entire city.
Give me a break. Give me a break. The majority are protesting peacefully. Some of the folks live in L.A. are protesting violently. Some show up and are looting. I'm not defending that in any way. But just please explain to me why he sat there and watched on January 6th, blocks from where he was as the President of the United States, and did absolutely, unequivocally nothing for hours and hours and hours. OMG exclamation point. Quit whining about Trump. I'm reading this text after here. He was right to send in the National Guard. You shouldn't even be talking about this subject because you have no idea what goes on in the real world of illegal immigration. But this person can offer an opinion because he or she agrees with Trump.
They know the real world.
Okay, so they get to have an opinion because they agree with Trump. I don't agree with Trump, so I don't get to have an opinion.
Well, no, you can have an opinion. Just shut up about it.
More text at the Dave Harrigan talking text lines. I've heard illegals multiple times, with each and every one of them we paid tax just as we would for any employee. The difference is there was no benefit extended for that tax they pay. Never heard a complaint. Great workers, knowing what they have to do. Most are legal today by marriage. More text. Agree 100%, illegal or not. If people are part of the fabric of our society and community and doing the right thing, we need to provide a path to citizenship. More. Nice one, Chad. You cherry pick your story to keep with the WCCO narrative that makes President Trump look bad. Okay, first of all, the word narrative is a puke-inducing for me. I don't get my marching orders from one single person. Dave and I collectively come up with the topics. I make fun of this company endlessly. We've had one of the worst apps in the history of the planet. Seems like we change ownership every other day. I wish we were on FM. I wish we were outside this dump of a building. I think we hired some more of the most incompetent program directors we've ever hired until we now have Brad.
Good save.
So,
good save there.
And by the way, when I disagree with Brad, I talk about that on air. The idea I don't criticize management is one of the most laughable things ever. And everybody's here is my friend, but their opinion.
Most everybody.
Well, you're right. You're not my friend.
Thank you.
But their opinion doesn't matter to my opinion. There's no collective we have to do this.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Have they gone after the businesses that hired those workers? I haven't heard as much of that. It seems like that would be another forceful way on the violent criminals not only go after these people, but where they were working. More text. When a business owner hires illegal workers, they don't pay liability health insurance. They don't pay unemployment insurance. They don't follow the laws about breaks and working conditions. They put law-abiding businesses out of business. Okay, so that's the only debate because there's a few textures about, well, when you let this many people in the country illegally, you're denying individuals born here those jobs. It's not a lot of proof that Americans who want some of those jobs that are hard labor, because many of the illegals are involved in hard labor. Many of the illegals are also involved in running businesses, starting businesses, teaching your kids. But on the hard labor part, I talk to people in those businesses all of the time. Many friends of mine, many people I just know, and their biggest challenge is finding workers. So I hope everybody in this country has a path to an occupation which they, maybe it's a means to their next job, or maybe that job allows them to prosper and have a great life. I hope that happens for every single soul. But the idea that millions and millions of Americans are being denied the hard labor job because of undocumented workers, not millions and millions. I don't buy that. Do you?
No.
That's because I talked to so many people who are trying to get people in those jobs. What's going on in California doesn't affect me directly, so I don't care what's happening. I hope you would broaden out your thinking also and considering what happened in South Minneapolis last week, a much, much smaller version, but along the same lines. And as somebody who lives in this country and the enormous divide we have between Donald Trump and leadership and MAGA and those on the left, it's interesting. I just saw Kristi Noem, too. This has been the last thing I'll say until we talk to Jamie. Kristi Noem was adamantly against, when Joe Biden was president, federalizing the National Guard. And now, guess what? Her guy did it, so she's okay with it. And to act like the Democrats don't do that at times would be a lie. But with Trump, it's mandatory.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.